Watch, detransitioner Chloe Cole, the left made transgenderism into powerful political tool, making people afraid to speak out against mutilating children. By Elena Mastrangelo on July 26, 2024. Detransitioner Chloe Cole told Breitbart News that left-wing activists and Democrats have made the issue of child-related transgenderism into such a powerful political tool that those on the left who disagree with mutilating children are afraid to speak out against it. It's actually such a nonpartisan issue, Cole told Breitbart News's Emma Jo Morris at Young America's Foundations, YAF, National Conservative Student Conference in Washington, D.C., on Wednesday. You can see that in the polling of both Democrats and Republicans on this, on their feelings about things such as the women's sports issue, parents' rights and notification in schools, and of course, on the medicalization of children, Cole continued. People on either side of the political spectrum are very, very against what is happening, especially to children who are being medicalized, she added. Cole went on to say that the American left and Democrats have managed to make this into such a powerful political tool because they turned it into an issue about human rights, Cole said. They claim that if you are not affirming somebody in their identity in any way, if you're not allowing these children to make these dangerous decisions governing their body and the development of it at such a young age, that you're denying them of their basic human rights. And so many within left-wing spaces are afraid to speak out on this, she added. Cole, an adult woman who is detransitioning after attempting to transition to a boy as a minor, has been outspoken about the issue and filed a lawsuit in 2023 against Kaiser Hospitals and other medical institutions, alleging medical negligence. At 13 years old, I was fast-tracked into the medical process by physicians and psychologists who told my mom and dad that this was life or death for me, that I could not live unless I was treated under the affirmative model of care, Cole told Morris. I was put on puberty blockers to suppress my puberty, she continued. A month later, I started a course of weekly injections of testosterone to masculinize my body, and at 15 years old I underwent a radical double mastectomy. Cole explained that her double mastectomy was really the major turning point in my transition that made her realize just how dangerous this was for my body, and just how much was being taken away from me. I had this epiphany, Cole said. I wanted to be a mother one day, I wanted to have kids, to fulfill the role of a wife in a marriage, and to build a family of my own one day, and to do that the natural route. And I was incredibly afraid that I would never be able to do that. I made the decision to stop transitioning at the age of 16, about a year after my double mastectomy surgery, Cole added. And I have been speaking on behalf of this experience, and advocating for the rights of children, for their families, ever since. You can follow Elena Mastrangelo on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.